Blog Talk Radio.
All we got is a match, a set of bones, I'm a tie, mine with a weary soul. Wanna settle down, but I've grown too cold. All we got is a match, a set of bones. Maybe they will carry us somewhere warm, but for now, just stay home. All I've got is all I need. When it comes to company, all we got is a mattress and a bone. Days go by faster and faster, in the howling wind, clanking and the laughter. I recall just what I'm after. It's a bitter wind and a nasty bite. Please won't you hold me tight. All we got is a mattress and a bones. I'm a tired mind with a weary soul. Wanna settle down but I've grown too cold. All we got is a mattress and a bones.
Buenas noches, señoras y señores. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Sunday, the first day of November in the year 2015, and you are now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your hostess, Sandra London of LiveAndGrind.com, broadcasting for you live from the sunny beaches of Southern California in connection with Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Digital Podcast, and Naked Girls Radio. The song you just heard at the top of the hour is called Match and Set of Bones by Mr. and Ms. Smith. And happy post-Hallows Eve and happy Dia de los Muertos, which is now officially tomorrow, a.k.a. November 2nd, Monday. Yes. Hope you all had a pleasant, fun, delightful, scary time yesterday for Halloween. And hold on. I will give you a song and I'll be right back with you. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And here is Holla by Babyface Monster. Or not. Ah. It's not wanting to play right now. I'm not sure what's going on. All right. Well, in the meanwhile, while I try and figure out what's going on, let's see. Yes. Well, there's zero day 30, which has officially begun today. It's a 30-day challenge to write a screenplay, an original screenplay, within the 30 days of the month of November. So I signed on to that. So I am assigned to this task, and I have two different story options in mind, so I'm just going to keep drafting out the two different themes and see what ends up making the most sense as I go forward. So, I don't know, for those of you who are familiar with me and my work, you know that I tend to do either essays, editorial essays, or erotica, short form, short stories. So to do like a full-out play, as it were, will be very interesting for me to do. But I'm not sure what's going on with the music at the moment, but let me try. If I can't do that, then I will play something from my computer. Let's see. Okay, well, there is one cool song that I just, I guess you can say, thumbed through just before the show began. And it is by Kyle Young, and it's called, I wrote it down, Shock Me Gal, and I thought it was really cool. So I'm going to go ahead and play that with my computer. and trying to figure out what's going on with the studio clips, but here you are. It's coming, it's coming. Oh, here you go. We're back. You're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm your hostess, Sandra London of Live and Grind. Excuse me, liveandgrind.com. Alrighty, I refreshed the computer, and it seems like the clips are ready to go for the studio music, so I'm going to give it a shot. I hope you all were able to catch the very beginning of the show. I am not sure. I will not know until we are done, but never fear, alas, here you are. We'll try this again. Hala by Babyface Monster featuring Rojez.
Foreign, pouring, new whip, foreign, Jennifer, Lauren, tram to the morning, world class hustlers, we done kicked the doors in, numbers on Samson, I'm feeling all important, you know it's time to party, I pull up in that Audi, my jewelry always rocky when I step out with that shawty, you can holla, and my itty bitty model, say she moved from Colorado, used to strip but now she model, she drinking that Moscato, I'ma pop a couple bottles, but if homie act up, I'ma pop a couple hollows. I'm a player. Chicago, I'm the mayor. You might see me out in Vegas, throwing chips up in the air. Or maybe out in Boston, flossing like I don't care. I got people over here, I got people over there. Yeah. So, holler. When you see a nigga stunting, I reside on the road, but my heart is in a hundred. And I'm running with some creatures that be running with them heaters. That'll rearrange your features. How you singing like Anita? So, holler and shake a nigga head. Baby girl, do your dance. You rockin' with your man.
you're falling. It's sink or swim, that's one warning. If I choose you, can you handle the truth? I got a sweet tooth. I'm not a hooker, I ain't a good girlfriend. Chances are you're not familiar with the reasons. I don't get paid, no good at lying. I had a man, he was way too kind. He couldn't cure the itch, he's the love of all life. It's a goddamn shame. Pray for what remains. If I choose you, honey, can you handle the truth?
Yesterday morning, or perhaps last night, Celeste will wake up dead. It'll take quite some time before she will take note of this. Celeste will have just ventured out the evening before with her best friend forever, Ashlyn Jameson, to seek out a new restaurant and bar, Le Colisée. Dave will not appear too excited about this, and Celeste will worry that he may be upset by the time upon which she returns. Especially if she should so happen to have spent far too much time catching up with her longtime friend, with whom she will have not seen in a little over an academic year. Ashlyn has been on a study abroad exchange of some sort, premised upon classical literature and ancient mythology, or something like this. Ashlyn's long-winded, bubbly digests are quite familiar to all. In fact, they register quite regularly as a CC all expose to her steady circulation of friends, as well as the many more recent admirers she will have gathered along the way. Mykonos, Athens, Barcelona, Catalonia, as Ashlyn has never failed to educate her fellow feathered ilk. All this, and even more still, and yet always all the best parts divulged solely for Celeste's pervy perusal and private consumption. And so now, Celeste will be able to unearth even more, always more, about her darling girlfriend's heady endeavors and their lusty conclusion. For example, Tomas, the hunky, highly adroit Catalonian, with whom Ashley has only just memorialized a great escape to Venezia. A sweet but sordid escapade, culminating with tentative, then turbulent, finger-filled dalliances to the tune of the silent symphony on the muddy waters of a midnight gondola ride. A tasty bon appétit, indeed, for El Señor, fanned beneath her popularly peasant skirt, and how Ashlyn would squirm, reliving how she would try her best to ignore the rocking and swaying of that small floating apparatus so many millions of light years away from the crunchy granola of her more usual endives. Like Hendry's Beach off the Pacific coast, or a stolen moment of picnicking a la va-va-voom on checkered gingham blankets, or were they Freddy's Burgers napkins? Ashley will have developed a learned disdain for those comparatively milder throes of passion, long gone and tossed out to sea amid the persistent flow of tides along the edges of humanity. Celeste is more than willing to subsume this all the while, emptying recollections of fuzzy, fading remnants of her own times past, like losing her bon genre jeans to the Pacific coast in a newly naked embrace, her soaked front pockets bearing down, impeding resistance, reuniting with Donnie's t-shirt, there having become saddled with quarters, readied for a midnight sack of colorless bra and panty laundry, and Donnie's short sleeves. All this, and salute to the elements, yet little more than a mere pittance to Mother Nature herself. But no. Celeste will quickly return to the seedy seat of novelty, smack dab in front row, where things were a lot less pedestrian. You see, Ashlyn was a lady in Europe. That being so, it was only polite then to allow her beau, Tomas, to have a gander at her prized and pretty pink possession, and unthinkable to lie concealed indelicately beneath some nondescript fabric of commodity. Ah, yes. Celeste will be most eager to relish all of these naughty delicts abroad in real time, after all that she has devoured at length before her computer screen. Things were going to get real. Celeste will reach out, compelled by her quest to fully expose those secret treasures of abandon in concert, she hopes, with her longtime beau. She has lived for the date of this reunion, it seems, and a lustful remixing of the familiar. The widening of Ashlyn's complicit, dazzling, hazel-green eyes, her full breast thrusting forward out of habit as she embarks anew, weaving her delicious narrative to life. David will not know what hit him. Certainly, yes, Celeste has been yearning for this sort of gathering for much more than a fortnight. And now she wants to collect. Her attention will divert at moments upon the thought of Ashlyn's cheeks, which usually tend towards rosy when she is just about to spill the raciest of spoils. The impish dives of Ashlyn's heart-shaped head as she lowers her gaze mid-sentence. The corners of her girlfriend's lips when they curl conspiratorially. Their interchange will commingle, as they often do, laced with sheepish smirks of self-censorship and bouts of sheer, bemused embarrassment. False modesty will peel away as Ashlyn's hushed giggles tell all. Together, they will find it increasingly troublesome to fight back the tears of merriment. Time and again, they may attempt to stifle and compress Ashlyn's naughty narrative at irregular intervals, shielding themselves from spectators' wandering eyes and wondering ears. And, of course, the waiter will come near, making his proverbial rounds, mostly mid-bite, just like clockwork, just to see if everything's all right. And it will be, and so very much more than all right. Celeste will encroach progressively as the night waxes on, building upon each succulent recantation of her muse. Celeste will catalog all manner of happenstance this evening, hoping to unleash her very own brand of sex magic, just this once, but precisely where and when she should. She will attempt to widen the circle, just for one, or, well, her party of one. The sweet, unassuming, ever so devoted David. Now, ordinarily, Celeste would have had no difficulty casting forth a reasonable reproduction of her notorious pal's far-flung charisma, but her rehearsals were largely confined to solitary pursuit. Mostly. Yet here, Celeste will assume certain studied positions on this once upon a night. It is a given that she will start out well enough. She will advance with all the more purpose between the unforeseen hours of this endless night. Celeste's impending desire will mount bit by bit, eager to rejoice, relive, and suddenly give rise to a fait accompli. She races full speed ahead, without regard for what could have otherwise resulted from certain derisive acts of jamais vu. Celeste will have hastened the destiny which stirs so immutably within, in spite of herself. By definition, Celeste had plenty of, practice, gleaned from that steady stream of salacious digest, awash with the magnetic agony, ecstasy, and octane-laden discourse which spawns over easy from Randy Wildchild, Ashland. Celeste has been au courant for such a very long time. More often than not, perhaps, this feverish intoxication could have topped off, occasioning itself to die a warm, slow, heady little death. Until this one night, her fantasies would have remained burrowed within the exclusive domain of private life, slipping through solely during hidden, unspecified stretches of time, shrouded within and beneath her stark white bedroom linen, finding their welcome respite, peacefully atop Celeste's personal pleasure chamber. Normally, she would have flicked it out, pressing persistently with her tiny, finely tuned digits until she stopped. However, this time around, not so much. On this other day or night, something else will have come to pass instead, and rather remarkably so. And all because, and perhaps only because, at the culmination of this very grand soirée and pleasure-filled reconnaissance, things really won't seem all that different. Not at first. And yet, after all this, somehow it all must cease to be. Because Celeste will wake up dead.
blow-ups. I just thought you should know. I know you remember when I blown up, but then I'ma have to go. True genius, distant planet, unknown species. My rap straight crack like Reese's Pieces. I got needy in a stack of CDs just to rock the masses, cause they looking sleepy. It's what I preach, shout. They live in a hustle, ain't easy, but your prize always super fly. Homie, y'all believe me. Y'all, I'm about to blow this town, man. Y'all about to know my sound. Watch me rise to the top. I ain't never coming down. Baby, I'm about to blow up. I just thought you should know. I know you remember when I blown up, but then I'ma have to go. Ask for what you thought it was. Here's your disaster, but on the other side of the glass is my hustle and master. I keep every trick up my sleeve, plus I read your energy. No way you could come at me. Yes, I am infinity. Just where I've been, you'll see. Don't block galaxies. Uptown, palace, dreams, space.
Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm your hostess, Sandra London of LiveAndGrind.com. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. You just heard Oratio Oblica, a short form erotica by yours truly, Sandra London of LiveAndGrind.com. History Eraser by Courtney Barnett, and Blown Up by Stefan Soleil. Alrighty. Okay, my puppy dog is like impeding me, my access to the computer right now. I will, yes. Briefly, in case the first minute or so, or who knows, didn't take the show, this evening I was just talking about the 0 Day 30 original screenplay challenge. I saw a listing of it on Facebook. I think Theophilus Jamal had like posted or shared or what have you of this challenge, and I was like, oh, that sounds like a good idea, because I write short stories all the time, usually either in the form of like mystery or no, coffee no, or erotica, or just opinion essays and editorials, this kind of thing. And the closest I came to doing an actual screenplay that I can think of offhand would have been maybe Hot Housekeeping, because I had to write the different characters, like, Bajol, their words. and so, yeah, that was sort of in a script format, I guess. But that's the most I can think of off the top of my head that I've ever done as far as, like, creating a screenplay. So, within the 30 days of November, I will be working on mine, and I will share it when it's done, which should be November 30th or December 1st. Voila! But that is not all. So if anybody else wants to do that kind of a thing, just look up Zero Day 30, Original Screenplay Challenge, or hashtag ZD30 may bring you to the same information, I believe. Anyways, so up next, check out this jam. What You Say by Jacopo. And I'll be right back with you.
Tell me what you wanna do.
Tell me what you wanna do.
Cause I can. cries. Has old father time run out on mother nature? 6 billion kids can't dry her tears with all the forest paper. Big business might have held her down, but everybody's raped her. Yeah, we've all got problems, maybe nature's mental health is fucked. She's cast herself in self-disgust to help herself destruct. She's passed the buck and through a guy of suicide. See, every single tiny fragment of her precious wealth is plucked. Wandered on and on, we never stop to ponder long upon the future. What'll happen when it's gone? The drop is what I'm calling the drop. Needed a name after the drop, and all the falling life won't be the same. Cast and plot can't continue without scenery or stage. We're pretty shit at dialogue, failure to engage. Engaging, have we reached and passed the point of no return with no concern? We peaked as half the oil been wholly burned. They say to me to wait and see, they're on top of it. Smell a proper crock of shit. It's blatantly the opposite. The drop will hit, topple everything down. Never been down so low. Earth goddess only knows endeavor and now to erase craze. Many, many ways. Anybody else to the end of days? Blaze, chase, glaze. When I'm in a haze, my phrase breeze. Then I'm gonna say, ready for the drop. What, ready or not? I'm saying, everybody stop, rock steady and shock. Good to go, my grab. Whatever you got. Gonna run over the hills, chop sever the knot. And it's a knot. Discordian, I'm ordering this audience to draw your sword and sword a core before the end of order is or drop. Drop, I'm calling it. Drop, I'm calling it. The drop's what I'm calling it. Drop needed a name after the drop. And all the falling life won't be the same. Cast and plot can't continue without scenery or stage. And we're pretty shit at dialogue. Failure to engage, engaging. Have we reached and passed the point of no return with no concern? We peaked as half the oil been wholly burned. They say to me to wait and see, cause they're on top of it. Smell a proper crock of shit. Blatantly the opposite. The drop will hit, topple everything down. Never been down so low. Earth goddess only knows endeavor and now to embrace praise. Many, many ways. Anybody else to the end of days? Blaze, chase, glaze. When I'm in a haze, my phrase, praise. When I'm in a say, ready for the drop, what, ready or not? Saying everybody stop, rock steady and shock. You're gonna go mad, grab whatever you got. Gonna run over the hills, chop, sever the knot. And it's a knot. The Discordian, the mod. In the morning, the sword is to draw your sword and sword and core before the end of order is to drop. To drop. Fuck with the seasons, with the top back should have been freezing. Gotta get a stop cut, chopped up treason. Where are the bees and what is the reason? Us, thus, won't be pleasing. No joke when you're joking, sneezing. Plus, dust in your throat, you're wheezing. Try telling folk, but they won't believe. Ready for the drop, what, ready or not? Saying everybody stop, rock steady and shock. You're gonna go mad, grab whatever you got. Gonna run over the hills, chop, sever the knot. Grab whatever you got. A gun and run him for the hills. Chop, sever the knot.
And we're back. You're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm your hostess, Sandra London of livinggrind.com. You just heard What to Say by Jacopo, The Drop by Tickle, and Rock Down This Place by Hell in the Club. Aye. All right, you are coming to near to the end of the show, so I would like to say good evening, but there's still one or two songs left. And I will be here next week, Sunday, regular time, 8 p.m. And remember to change your clocks if you have not already for the time change. Yes. But, alrighty. The next song is New Orleans Swim Team by Toussaint Morisson.
I hear New Orleans calling out my name and it brings me. Cause I'm sitting in this cold place, now I'm lost in the dark. Hold tight, hold tight, hold tight. As the days go by, go by, go by.
Since I left the South, I make no measuring good weather. If a hurricane is brewing, then tell them to come and get it. It's the root setting, truth yelling, boot kicking, shoot melter, telling you to go to home and do better. Don't worry about my cardigans and school sweaters. This is true, my, until the apocalypse turns a new feather. For now, I'm building something similar to the highway to fly out of this city and crash and burn on a warmer climate. Strike it like a union. My father's holy communion is green tea, fresh fish, and activism. Shooting truth to him so the money can't justify marginalized. And look how the lives to the millions I'm living. And as a result of the public school system, racially defunct as it may be, it's still my origin. Oregon trailblazer, I don't need your bridges. I'm skating down the river till it melts and I'm swimming.
Put this morning in the cash, it tomorrow can come and get it. My hustle is relative to the Highlander. It'll turn that sexy bravado into an innocent bystander. Between more women than Lysander and the mayor of Cougar Town, protecting that Duncan McLeod. You say leave it time, as if the journey can never travel back. But I've been living north of the wall to save your castle black. It's already a return of the Mecca, like picking ball in second and chameleon grilled grits for breakfast. Beyond your daily threshold and comprehension, like Milwaukee, Wisconsin, open bar, wedding receptions, God bless it. Cause I ain't working with too many of them, I'm just swimming down the Mississippi, somewhere the love wins. Fresh water, no border, take me back as I am, cause the man with a few songs in his hands. No love.
All the way, all the way, all the way. stretching my legs for a living at the beautiful age of 65. I wish I was an Arctic monkey messing around with a donkey, not yet born in 1985. But then again, I really don't know. Then again, I really don't know.
Hello, all you sexy naked girls radio listeners. Have yourself a naked day and make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.